Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom, who has a bloody nose.
Oh, Rachel, you give them the most disgusting details about me. Hello.
I just give them details.
I never get bloody noses.
Your nose is literally bleeding.
Well, there you go.
So you can't say you don't get them when it's happening.
No, just the past week.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
Happy New Year's Eve.
It's
the eve of brand new beginnings.
I mean, it's just another day.
Hey.
The only thing that changes is that for the next month, you're going to write 2018 and then try and change the 8 to a 9.
Well, that's easy to do.
Change an 8 to a 9? It's easy to change a 9 to an 8.
Okay. I was thinking 9 to an 8, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's easy to you can't change an 8 to a 9.
Go
it's going to be like a weird,
it is.
Thick
you're
thing.
You're going to have to scratch it out.
It's going to be a scratcher.
Yeah.
It's also National Unlucky Day.
Oh.
So.
Well, maybe the next day is National Lucky Day.
Nope.
No.
That's not what it was. It's just, it's Unlucky
Day.
Yep. So if you can get through tomorrow, or today, I guess it's today, it's tomorrow for us. But if you can get through today, you're good.
You're good. And new beginnings.
Exactly. But I deem 2018 the year of deleted tweets. I was like reading like the recap. Everyone does recaps of whatever.
Yes.
And a lot of recaps were just. Everyone deleted stuff.
Yeah. All right,
Blaze, lay down. Good boy. My dog just came in to visit us. Right as we started. We were in here for like 20 minutes without him.
Yep.
We start the podcast and he comes a looking. So Colleen finally announced that she's married.
She did.
Were you at her house when she uploaded that? Was she kind of like giddy about it?
It was just cute because she was playing it. And I'm like, oh, you said it. Because no one's
For
been saying
reason,
it.
For some reason, that secret was very easy to keep. And I think it's because they've just seemed married for so long.
Yeah.
And they've called each other like husband and wife before they were even married.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, it's out. And it wasn't. And because they didn't make it a big deal, it wasn't that big a deal, which was cool. It was just like, you know. We're together. I mean, they already have a kid, so.
Yeah. Well, they were married before they had the kid, but.
True. But I mean, like, they have a kid, so, like, it wasn't even that big of a shock to people.
Right.
What was a big shock to me is Justin Bieber's comment on JoJo's car. Okay, so JoJo got a car.
Blaze,
don't
awesome.
Dig.
Awesome.
Yeah, but well, her parents got her a car, and she it loves it. And
as
it's
a
very.
Surprise.
It was a surprise. She had no idea about it. Her parents hired West Coast Customs to deck it out, wrap it, redo everything about it. They were very excited. She was very, very excited when she got it. She was like crying all day. I haven't driven in it yet, but I got to see it. You know, I examined it.
It's pretty cool.
It's cool. And it's so JoJo.
Very JoJo.
It's fit her. It fits her so perfectly. And she loves it.
And that's all that matters.
And yes. And then... So West Coast Customs re-Instagrammed the picture that JoJo posted of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Bieber commented 3 times, burn it. I don't know if he was just like, burn it. Oh my God, burn it. Burn it. Or he's just a grandpa and doesn't know how the internet works and kept commenting burn it, thinking that it didn't go through or something. I don't know. I'm not Justin Bieber. I don't know how his brain works. But I didn't see that for a while. And then I saw JoJo kept tweeting burn it. And I texted Colleen and Jessica. I was like, why is she tweeting burn it? I don't get it. And then they told me about it. I was like, oh, that is so unchristian of you, Justin Bieber.
It was.
But JoJo is handling it better than I think anyone ever would. She's
mature beyond her years.
She is.
I'm telling you. She's beyond my years.
And she like made it her own joke. Yeah. And she posted a picture of Justin Bieber cut out in her convertible with her. And she's like, hey, burn it.
Burn it.
I love the way she's handling it. Yeah. She's a role model. Like, she that's is. The way you're supposed. And he tweeted like, it's nothing against you. I just don't like your car. I was just like, dude, clearly he knew he was rude.
Yeah.
But then he still didn't delete the comments. And he's still rude. Like, who cares if you don't like the car? Don't tell someone
to burn it.
Very unchristian of him.
Very.
Very. Justin Bieber. But, I mean, JoJo definitely. She's making it. She's doing stuff with it. She's, I love
she's
it.
She's running with it.
I mean, at first she was probably like, I don't know. I haven't talked to her about it yet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I love that. But also JoJo has a face with her car on, or a car with her face on it. That's amazing.
And sparkly interior.
Oh, and like her name is engraved on the seats.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love it. Okay, mom. So
yeah.
Next thing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going around Twitter and people are freaking out about what did Grover just say? The first time I heard it the correct way and I didn't get it. And then I re-listened to it and I heard it the way that people are hearing it and freaking out about. So mm-hmm. I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what Grover just said, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
What did he say?
I have no clue what he just said.
Mom! Okay. Hold on.
It's not loud enough.
It's not. I'm sorry.
I have old ears.
Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah, that's what he says. It sounds like an excellent idea. But some people are hearing it as that's an effing excellent idea.
No, Grover wouldn't say
I
that.
I know. That's why everyone freaked out. I heard it.
Okay, now let me hear it again.
I heard
though.
It the correct way the first time, and I couldn't figure out what people were freaking out about. And then I heard it the way they heard it.
Okay, now.
Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
Oh,
yeah. So you can hear it the way they hear
if
it.
If you listen to it innocently, you don't hear it.
Yes.
But if you know
if
someone's
you know
thinking
someone,
it.
Yeah. It's, he says that sounds like an excellent idea, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But then they people are just, if you think about the F-bomb, it's the F-bomb.
So,
but Grover would never.
No, Grover would never.
Actually, of all the ones, I think Grover would.
No, Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. No, because he's just such an old man.
He's a grump.
He's a grump that he wouldn't say much. But Grover's so over the top that he'd accidentally definitely drop the F-bomb.
Not Elmo, huh?
No, Elmo's too innocent.
Yeah.
Grover, I don't think, is innocent. Okay, so I saw someone tweet out, they're trying to figure out what product has been an unambiguous net benefit to society in the past few years. So what products have they put out in the past few years that have only helped society and not hindered it at all?
Oh, you're asking me.
No, I'm telling you that this person, that's what it meant. Like, what?
Oh, okay.
What products have gone out? And people were trying to figure it out. And they came up with backup cameras, mapping technology, vegan burgers, and remote deposits of checks via smartphone. That's the only four products that people
really
could agree on that had no negative impact on society and only helped.
Really?
Yes. Can you think of anything else that would have?
Oh, it'd take me time to think.
I know, but I was trying to think of it as well, but I'm like, yeah, there's products that didn't hurt anyone, but they didn't help anybody.
Yeah.
So if you try and figure out what helps.
But, I'm trying to think of the medical world, because to me, I'm thinking, it helps people.
They don't, they're not actually, there's, no.
Yeah.
The medical world, they've cured everything. They just aren't giving us the, I'm full on that conspiracy theory boat, where they have figured out cures to most major things, but they just make so much money, quote unquote, treating it.
That's sad.
And like, just fixing the symptoms and not the, the problem, that they're never going to give us the actual
somebody's gonna thing. Be brave enough to break through and
someone's gotta like
that.
Illegally do it.
Do it.
Illegally give us the cure for things, please.
Yeah.
I don't think they fully have figured out like a cure for cancer, but they definitely have figured out way better ways to treat it. And I for sure believe that they have a thing to cure HIV.
Probably.
Because they have ways to block it so you can't get it or give it. So wouldn't you be able, if they know that much about the virus?
Yeah, they'd be able to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am on that conspiracy boat. 100%.
You are. I know you are.
There are, they have so many. I don't think they have a cure for the common cold because, like, I mean, they're not making that much off of the common cold.
No, they are off the flu shot, though.
They have the flu shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't have a cold shot. And so there's no reason to not give us a cure for the common cold. I don't think they care that much.
No.
They're like, so you're sick
it's
for a week.
It's not life threatening.
Nah.
Well, whatever. It can turn into it, but yeah.
And then they probably have cures for that.
Probably.
But they're just making too much money off of it. The world is run by money. If you think otherwise, you're wrong. Anyway, so yeah, those were the only four things that were a benefit to society. Wow. I seriously sat down and tried to think of other things.
Yeah.
But something as simple as a backup camera and mapping technology, that's all we got. That's it. Because some people were like, well, what about like Uber and their scooters?
Like, oh, that's Uber- controversial. The scoobers.
Exactly.
The scoobers. I just called them scoobers.
We will talk about Uber later and my hatred towards them.
That's a new, that's scoobers? What they can call them if they take over all the scooters.
Scoobers. Scoobers. Oh my God.
You're welcome, Uber.
Give her her 10%. Awesome news. California, starting on January 1st, is banning the retail sale of cats, dogs, and rabbits and pet stores. So pet stores can't sell like puppy mill puppies.
Yeah.
They have to be from a rescue place or a shelter. So they
About private breeders?
No. Well, private breeders can do it, but they can't give them to the pet stores or sell them to pet stores to sell. So they're trying to cut down on puppy mill stuff and kitty mill stuff because it's so bad.
It
like
is.
Those, the way they treat the dogs are terrible. But so they're just like, you can sell animals. You have to get them from a shelter.
Yeah.
Which I am on board with. I think that's great. California, I'm so happy I live in you. Okay. What? Why? You just gave me a weird look. You live in California too.
I do. Almost all my life.
Have you seen Bird Box?
No, I saw something about Sandra Bullock's in a Bird Box audition. Is that the same thing or am I reading things wrong?
Okay, Sandra Bullock is the star of Bird Box, which is a Netflix original series movie.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Not series. It's a Netflix original movie. Okay. So it's apparently it's like, do you remember Hush, A Quiet Place?
No.
They're scary movies. It's like that.
Oh, that's why. I don't see those.
I haven't watched it because I hate scary movies.
So the Bird Box is a scary movie?
Apparently. It's creepy.
If you listen to it with a sound off and just close caption on, it's not scary at all, I'm sure. It's the music.
Thanks,
it's the music tension in scary movies.
Okay. Well, from what I get it, there are creatures and if they see your eyes, they eat you or something.
Ew.
I don't know.
Glasses.
I haven't watched it.
Sunglasses.
Well, they from all of the pictures from it, the memes that are being generated from the movie.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock has a blindfold on her face.
Okay.
So of course this has created a bunch of memes
where
people are like, where are all the nice guys? And it's like me. And then there's a blindfold over your face. Like you can't see it. Or like your mom's like, didn't you see the dishes when you came home to clean? And you're like, you have blindfold and you can't see.
So first
that started going around. That was the first meme that came from it.
Boy, I'm out of the loop.
I know. And then the second meme was so the three scary movies were Hush, A Quiet Place, and Bird Box, where you can't hear, you can't speak, and you can't see. Those were like the three things from those movies. And then they have, because it's Twitter, you can put a fourth picture. Mm-hmm. So you can't, what was it? You can't hear, can't speak, can't see. And then they'll be like, can't touch this in a picture of MC Hammer. Or can't get enough of you, baby. Smash Mouth.
Okay.
So that meme is going around and I think that's pretty funny.
Cute. Yeah.
But also I'm slightly out of the loop with most things because I don't watch scary movies.
No, I don't either.
And I don't get why people like it.
I don't like being scared.
I don't like it at all, man. Like, why are you paying to be more scared than you already are in the scary world?
I know. No, thank you.
And then also, people need to respect Sandra Bullock because apparently they're acting as if she's new to the world.
What?
People are like, that girl with the, that chick from the Bird Box with the thing on her eyes. And everyone's like, are you talking about Sandra Bullock? A lot of people didn't know who Sandra Bullock was.
What? Everybody knows her.
And then everyone was like, guys, she's from Oceans, whatever the girl version of Oceans was.
She was in so much more.
And I was like, oh my God.
She's in so much more.
So much.
Miss Congeniality.
That's my first true experience with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Speed. Oh, yeah, Speed. But I didn't truly fall in love with her until
Miss Congeniality.
Because I was like, she is me.
She's amazing.
She is me. I love her. But people definitely need to stop calling her that girl from Bird Box. Because, she is so much more. You know, she's like 50.
Is she?
And she looks so good.
Gorgeous, yeah.
She looks so good. Anyway, That's what money can buy.
No, maybe it's all natural.
Really?
Yeah.
You think in Hollywood?
I think so.
Every single thing about her is natural?
Sure. Genetics.
Okay. Genetics. Genetics, I guess.
Sorry, you got the short end on that one.
Thanks,
well,
Mom.
You didn't, but...
What?
Genetics. If you end up... Never mind.
Go on. I got the short end, but then I didn't?
No.
So you called me ugly and then called me pretty, but then also called yourself ugly.
No,
I'm
no,
so confused.
No. I'm backing out on this whole conversation.
I'm gorgeous.
You are.
Are you telling me stunning. Soon I will be ugly?
No. No.
This got weird, Mom. You almost made it through 2018 without completely insulting
2019? New beginnings.
Okay. Well, am I going to get new jeans? Am I going to get a long stick? All right. Jack Black launched a YouTube channel.
Did he?
Yeah, it's focusing mainly on gaming, and that's I definitely want to watch that.
Oh.
I love Jack Black.
He's entertaining.
School of Rock.
That's the one. That I was thinking in my brain, what's that movie called that I like so much?
School
he was
rock.
A teacher, pretend.
And then Tenacious D was his like rock band.
Oh, didn't see that one.
It might have been a movie. I just know
he's in a real band?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just know the song, the best song in the world, the tribute song.
Hmm.
To the best song in the world. That's the only song I knew of his. But okay. I knew it was from Tenacious D, which was like a band, but I think maybe a movie?
I don't know. I don't know.
So YouTube violated their own rules.
Uh-oh.
I love your commentary. It's like a kid's show. Your commentary is like a kid's show. Like Dora's like, where's my backpack? And then her little sidekick goes, uh-oh. Where is it?
Hey, this is news to me. It's a gut reaction. Uh-oh.
Are you... Yeah, you're good with kids, and that's why that's your gut reaction. So a YouTuber, Lily Hevesh, uploaded a video to YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube extracted that video, cut out her intro, which credits Uh-oh. Her, and then posted it on Twitter as their own video.
No, that's not right.
Thanks, sidekick. But they didn't give her any credit, and she opened Twitter and...
Can't she sue them?
No, because technically, it's a video from their platform. It's
but they
just
didn't
an ethical
create
dilemma.
It.
She could sue them on an ethical stance.
She created it.
I know.
It's her content.
I'm aware. And then the next day, they retweeted the tweet and gave her credit. Whoops, we forgot to give credit to the creator of this video, and then tagged her.
Is she in it?
Her back is in it at one point for a second because it's a video of dominoes. Like she set up this huge dominoes thing.
Those are always so cool.
I know. And it's like almost 3 minute long video of dominoes falling. Like
wow.
She put a lot of effort into it. And so just to see your work being taken.
Yeah.
That sucks. And one of YouTube's rules is you can't take someone else's content, post it as your own and give no credit. And they essentially did that, but posted it onto Twitter.
Wow.
So it's not legally they were allowed to, but ethically, like, come on.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, because they could have just tweeted her video.
Yeah.
And then she would have gotten views and money for it. Because that's how we make money is the views.
Yeah.
So that just sucked. And, like, they got backlash, obviously. But YouTube does not care what we think because we're going to keep using their platform.
Yes, you are.
I'm stuck on it. I can't not use their platform. And so they can basically get away with whatever they want at this point.
Hmm. Not good. Rachel, you are in your own home.
I am. Okay, so earlier I said I was pissed at Uber. I'm going to talk about why I'm pissed at Uber.
Oh, okay.
One, I'm glad Uber's failing. But two, so I was sitting in my bed, about to go to sleep, and I was like, let me check my email real quick before I go to bed. I doubt there's anything because it's like the day after Christmas. And then I get an email from Uber saying, you've joined your ride pass, and $25... We've charged you $25 and we'll charge you $25 each month on this date. And I was like, wait, what? So I went on to Uber and they had, in fact, charged me $25 for Ride Pass.
What's Ride Pass?
I don't know. And then it was like, then it said automatic renewal was on. So I turned it off and then I went to my bank account and they'd already taken $25 out. And I was like, wait a second.
That's stealing.
Because I tweeted like I don't use Uber, but I have the account still. And everyone's like, why do you have an account with Uber if you don't use it? Like people just wanted to be mad at me for something. And I used to use Uber and then they just became like a terrible company. So I deleted the app and downloaded Lyft and was using Lyft all the time. But then when I went to Australia, they don't have Lyft. They only have Uber. Gotcha. So I re-downloaded it, still had my account. And then I got home from Australia and never touched Uber again. Because gotcha. I haven't needed to. And if I need to, I just use Lyft.
Yeah.
So that's why I have an account, you nosy, need to be angry people. So I was like, okay, obviously I can dispute this. So I went on their website and I was searching for like half an hour on how to dispute it. And there was nothing.
No.
There was no way to dispute Phone anything. Call. And it was like, I need a refund because of my ride. Like the ride
oh, yeah.
was wrong. And like the only way to fill that out is if I had chosen a ride that mm-hmm. happened. But there wasn't a, it wasn't a ride that I wanted a refund about. So I was like freaking out. So I hate doing it, but I went to Twitter and tagged them in a tweet being like, there what the crap? Because it's...
I saw that tweet.
Yeah, because it's the only way to get their attention, which is so sad.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were like, DM us. So it took one tweet, three DMs, and five emails
Jeez.
To get my money back. And then they're like, okay.
Did they give an explanation why they did that?
No.
That could happen to anybody.
They were just like, yeah, exactly. So if you don't use Uber, delete your account or take your credit card off your account or something. Because I was like, this can't be legal. I'm sure they did an update and in the fine print.
Oh, God, let's get you every time.
I know, because no one actually reads.
Nope.
When you say you've read and agreed to the terms, you're lying.
True.
It's always a lie.
Guilty.
So, exactly. Yeah. So they did it and they finally refunded me. And I was just like, this, because $25 is a lot of money to some people. Sometimes, like,
to me, it's a ton of money.
Imagine, like, that's just being taken from your account without your consideration. And apparently, I tried to research to see if it happened to other people, and no one on Google said it happened to them. But everyone was complaining the ride pass is supposed to make it your rides cheaper, but people are like, it's actually making them more expensive.
Yikes.
I can't figure out what in the world it was. So I was like, I don't even want to be a part of this because people seem to be hating it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, like, Uber is failing. They're in debt. They're failing as a company. And they're just like, well, how can we grab money from people?
Wow.
So they just like put people in this thing. When I tweeted, a few people said it happened to them. Mm. And they had to be on the phone for like 3 hours to get their money back or whatever. Because $24 can be a lot of money.
You can't, especially if you're like on a budget or, you know, fixed income.
Yeah.
And like you can't.
Hold on one moment.
What is this?
It's a ball.
What are you doing with the ball in here?
Sorry, we had to pause because my dog brought in a very dirty ball and tried to get my couch all dirty with it. We're back. Anyway.
So,
Uber sucks.
I thought they were trying to buy the scooters that are
Yeah, they're
around.
Trying to buy the scooters. And also, they're out of money. Mm-hmm. Their company is...
So how can they buy all those scooters?
But
the scooters should be sold because
I think their company's going to be... I think it's called... They're going to be open next year. Which means that people can buy the company and buy shares. And I think they're trying to sell the Lyft.
Mm.
Because Uber had a lot of money.
Yeah.
They were doing great. And then they invested in the automatic driving cars.
Oh,
and then they
right.
got sued for like $245 million because they stole someone else's technology. They like to steal. And then once people forgot about that, one of their automatic cars hit a human being and killed them. And then they like were trying to invest money into like drones and helicopters. And people are like, no. So they're Uber's out of money.
Yeah.
And I think their last ditch effort was to try and buy the scooters. And now I think they're hoping that someone else will buy them.
Yeah.
They're a mess. I saw a thing, article that was like rated. It was rating different companies and different things in 2018. Like, what's their score? And it got a C.
Yeah.
Snapchat got a D. I know people who use Snapchat.
I haven't been on it in so long.
No, my cousin Amy uses Snapchat still. And then my friend Jenna does too. And I was like, okay, so social media people aren't using it.
Yeah.
It's like
regular.
Yeah, regular.
Not social media
Not social.
People.
But like if you do Twitter, you don't do Snapchat.
Mm.
Man, I'm very burpy. Oh, I had kombucha.
I would think that if you did Instagram, you wouldn't do Snapchat.
Yeah. But both of them do Instagram and Snapchat.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. To each his own.
I mean, they're just on board with a failing company, but whatever. Miley Cyrus got married on Christmas Eve.
Yay!
Good for her.
Yay.
That's
happy
all.
Happy for her.
That's the last piece of news I have.
Oh.
Mom, what did you accomplish in 2018?
Oh, gosh. You asked me this earlier, and I made a list, and then I went, wow, how sad is my life?
No, I was going to say a thing. I didn't, like, okay, just go with yours.
Okay. So, I started the year ending prolotherapy, which was awesome because it fixed my knees and I could start going on hikes.
Yes.
With my dog.
Yes.
So that was good. I got to co-host a podcast.
Yes.
And by co-host, I mean, really? Oh.
Children's cartoon sidekick.
I got new chickens.
Yes.
I don't know if that's an accomplishment.
That is an accomplishment.
We tore up our backyard and made new patios.
Your backyard is looking great. It's that's an accomplishment.
There. And I tore out my gardens.
You had a garage sale.
A huge garage sale. But I tore out my gardens and then now I'm doing gardening in pots.
Yes.
And that's different.
Yes.
And it's working.
These are great things in 2018.
I got to go on bus tour with Miranda.
Yes.
I got to meet Eric's parents.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tackle my brand new sewing machine and find out all different little fun things on it. And I'm still going on that.
That's great.
That's about it.
Oh, that's fine.
There's probably stuff in between there, but I don't remember.
I haven't done a good look back on 2018.
Well, my good calendar's at home, so.
My mom, she physical writes down pen and paper calendar.
I also have an address book that is written.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, what if technology goes down?
Yeah.
Come on, I still have maps in my car.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I know how to get to your house, Colleen's house, and JoJo's house. Right. I don't need my maps for anything else.
Dad wanted me to pick him up at a train station in
the valley.
Valley somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I haven't been on this road. And it was dark. I didn't know how to get there. What if my phone didn't work? I'd be stuck.
Yeah.
So, see, maps are good.
Okay. My look back, I haven't done a real decent look back, but everyone's posting about their year, because that's what YouTubers do. I think I'll probably post a video tomorrow about it, or a predictions for 2019, or to see if I was right about 2018.
Well, it's nice that you guys have that you can look back and actually see your year, whereas I, a normal person, looks back and goes, I don't know what I had to ask Dad.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember. Okay. I know that we started this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I hit 2 million subscribers.
Woo! You've built things.
I've built things. I've purchased like every saw you could ever own.
Yes. You made me a picnic table.
I learned how to change oil on the truck.
That's so fun.
And then that did it.
You've done a lot.
I want to say
you went to Australia.
I did. I went to Australia.
Yeah.
I saw a baby be born.
Yes, we saw a baby be born.
I will say I didn't. Okay, 2017, the end of 2017 was a very rough year.
Time for
actually,
you.
All of 2017, like, I did greatest accomplishments in work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in 2017, I did my book, I did my tour, mm-hmm. I did a book tour. I did great things work-wise, but in my personal life was, like, a mess. I was, like, trying, I took on too much. So, 2018, I chillaxed.
Yeah.
I didn't do huge work accomplishments, but I found just happiness.
That's great.
I relaxed. I like figured out a groove. Like we got our house like mm-hmm. functioning.
Yeah.
Me, Matt, and the dog figured out a groove in life.
Yeah.
Like I just kind of found happiness. And I was like, that's the greatest accomplishment for me.
That's the most important.
Because looking at December of 2018 versus December 2017. Huge difference.
Oh,
it was so different and so great.
Yeah.
It was, it's just night and day. So I mean, I don't have a lot of things to write down.
You seem very joyful and very happy. This
I'm good.
And last year, I just remember, no.
Yes. So 2019, maybe we'll put a little more work accomplishments in there, but
keep the happiness.
But keep the happiness. I'll find the balance for both in 2019. Yeah. 2018, I had to chill.
Yeah.
And just bounce. I mean,
you.
We started a podcast. That's a work thing.
Yeah.
Hitting 2 million. That's a work thing. But. Now I can up the game, maybe.
All right.
So, yeah. You want to play 20 questions just as the last?
Oh, good grief.
The last podcast of 2018.
All right. I got my item. Go.
Do we need to take a break ever in the podcast?
That's up to you.
Maybe we should take a break eventually.
That
maybe is when we get to 50 episodes, because we're almost to 40, or we're at 40, or this is the 40th.
Really?
Maybe we'll take like a month break and then hit
fancy
it up again.
Fancy pants. Okay.
Because, people do seasons, right?
Yeah.
Or is it just every Monday for the rest of our lives?
I like seeing you.
I like
every
seeing
week.
You too.
It's a guaranteed see you. And I like that.
Yeah.
So if you can guarantee me I'll still see you once a week.
I can't guarantee
if we don't
that.
Do the podcast, then I'd say, okay, we can take a break. But if you can't guarantee that, then no way, Jose.
The only thing, a reason I think we wouldn't do a podcast is if we wouldn't be able to see each other.
Week. I'll find you wherever you are.
Because like that time I went to Australia. We didn't do a podcast that Monday.
Well, you don't have any big plans to go far, far away, do you?
No, I have no plans.
Without taking me with you?
I've got two weddings planned this year. Mm-hmm. Not my own. Mm-hmm.
So we can maybe work around those schedules.
Yeah, we're, I don't know. All right, anyway, you have an item in your head?
I do.
Is it in this room?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Because, you know, I don't think that far away.
No, you don't.
I'm very present.
Is it something you could easily pick up?
Yeah.
Is it on the wall?
No.
No. Is it on my desk?
No.
Is it on the floor?
No.
Is it in my big shelving unit behind me?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's not on the floor. It's not on my desk.
I have not counted all these. You're like 15 now.
I'm at 6. Okay. I have been counting. Okay. You could easily pick it up, mm-hmm. but it's not on any of the surfaces. It's floating. It's literally, is it on the desk thingies in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to get it now.
There are literally 4 objects.
Yep.
Is it an electronic?
No.
Is it your tea?
Dang it.
9 questions. I got it in 9 questions.
Okay, you gotta make mine easy this time.
Oh my goodness.
Ready?
No. Because I don't like doing easy.
Well, clearly you like frustrating me.
I do. It's fun. All right, go. I have one.
Is it in this room?
Yes.
Ooh, do I have one?
Yes.
I do? Okay, no, that's not a question.
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's 2 questions.
2, not 3. When I said I do, that was not a question.
No. Okay. I thought you meant I do, I have one was not a question. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I pick it up?
Yes.
Okay. Is it on the desks?
No, wait.
These are all desks to me.
Okay. No. It's... Oh, I made it not. I didn't make it easy.
You stinker. It's not on this desk.
No.
Is it on the wall?
No.
Is it in the closet somewhere?
No.
Is it on our person?
No.
It's not on the floor. It's not. Did I say a floor? That's not a question. It's a confirmation.
You did not say.
Is it on the floor?
No.
It's floating in space?
No.
Is it on the ceiling?
No. You're at 10. You have been miscounting. Okay, whatever. You're at 9.
So it's not on the floor. It's not on our persons. Okay, everything has to either touch the floor, touch the tables, touch the closet, or touch the ceiling or the walls. All those. Is it the air I'm breathing?
No.
That's 10.
Correct. You're halfway there.
Rachel, that makes no sense. It's in this room, and yes. It's not touching any of these things, and it's not the air. Everything's touching something in this room. Is it electrical?
Nope. That's 11.
Shut up.
No.
It's not the air.
Correct.
It's not electrical.
Correct. Not electrical Volvo, apparently.
Is it one of your amazing plaques?
No.
Because they're not touching the wall. But
yes, they are.
Their frames are touching the
wall. No, I wouldn't be that rude.
And it's not on any shelf.
Correct.
People, help me.
Mom, they can't see.
Is it the microphone?
No.
Oh, because that's electronical. Is it in the trash can?
No.
Is it my bloody nose? No, because that's on me.
Right. You have 6 Dang more.
Dang it, girl. That doesn't make any sense. Is it the ink that's on the board that's on the wall?
No. Ah. You have 5 questions left.
Nothing's hanging. Stop, you're making me so nervous. Okay. Can I see it where I'm sitting without turning my head?
Yes.
It's the bow on the Christmas tree.
No.
Is there a bulb on the Christmas? No. Is it on the Christmas tree?
No, that was 3 questions.
No, it was 1. It all had to do with the tree.
No. You have 2 questions
left.
The
soundboard.
Nope. Well, that's technically on the floor.
I know, everything is.
Nope.
It's not.
I'll give you
Okay, go on. Give me a hint.
No, I was going to give you 2 more questions.
It's not on us. It's not on the walls. It's not on the floor. It's not on the ceiling. It's not in the air.
It wasn't on you.
It's on me now?
Yeah. She is so confused.
A sparkle fleck?
No. Oh my God. I can't believe you didn't get it after that hint.
It wasn't on me.
Yeah.
But now it's
correct.
On me.
Oh, I wish you guys could see this because you would be laughing hysterically.
Is it my... I said bloody nose.
It's not your bloody nose. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It wasn't on me, but now it is.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't
believe
you even
got it. Did a zit form on my forehead?
No. It was on you, then it wasn't, now it is. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Rachel.
Mom.
You're making things up.
I'm not.
Right now.
I am so mad this isn't on video.
They can see it? You said I could see it.
If we were being filmed, they could see it.
You said I could see it from where I'm sitting.
Correct. You can.
I've been wearing pants the whole time, honey. I don't know what's going on here.
You've looked at it multiple times. You're looking at it.
My skin! Oh.
When would your skin be off of you? When would your skin be off of you, Mom? When? Please tell me.
My breath.
No!
Okay.
What?
Give up.
Your bloody tissue in your hand that you keep looking at and using and putting on my couch and then picking you back up.
I've never been on your couch.
You put it on the couch. She's been holding a bloody tissue in her hand.
Slightly bloody.
Every time you said my bloody nose, you used the tissue.
There's no, see. Oh, that was a tricky one.
Oh, God.
I'm exhausted.
I'm so exhausted. I wish you guys could film that because she was staring at it and then kept moving it.
But it was on. No, it's always been on me.
It was in
your
hand.
Liar, pants on fire.
It was in your hand at the beginning.
I put it on the couch.
Put it on the couch next to your glasses and you said, is it on me? And I said, no. And then you picked it back up.
I thought it was in my hand the whole time. And I would never have guessed it anyway.
And you could see it the whole time. Okay.
Let's move
on to some questions. Caitlin asks if Mama B was a stay-at-home mom.
Yes, I was. But I also worked sometimes.
Yeah, you'd get a part-time job.
Here and there.
Here and there. And then you'd get bored with it.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I have to take care of my children that are all fully grown.
Yep.
And then you'd be like, I have to take care of my grandchildren.
Yep.
So she was on and off.
On and off. But mostly mom.
Yes. Elle pointed out that we haven't talked about Cor in a while.
Cor. I thought you said Corey. It's like, no. I talk about Corey.
We haven't talked about Cor in a while, which is true.
Oh, I had Cor on pizza yesterday and it was good.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd
it
you
was
get
at
pizza?
CPK. We had our first outing with that baby.
Oh, yeah.
At CPK. Mm. And there was Cor on the pizza
yeah, if
slice.
You're new to the podcast, for some reason we talked about Cor for like 10 episodes straight.
Maybe it was summer and it was good or something.
I don't know, but we didn't even notice it. And then people started pointing it out. And then we made a conscious decision to not talk about Cor, but then we'd point out that we weren't talking about Cor, which talked about Cor.
Right.
So eventually it faded away.
Yeah.
And now we're doing it again.
Hmm.
McKenna asks for our 2019 predictions. Do you have any predictions?
No.
Same.
We'll take it as it comes.
I should review my 2018 predictions
yeah.
video.
Yeah.
I was right about the blue eyeshadow.
You were.
I was crushing it with that one. And no one gave me their 10%. Kim Kardashian, I'm waiting. Kira asks if you have any New Year's resolutions.
None.
And then Sydney asks, do you think New Year's resolutions are a good way to get motivated or are they toxic?
It depends. It's different for every person.
I believe that too.
If that helps you, then go for it. And if it just sets you up for failure, then don't.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I get that it's like a point where you're like, okay.
New beginning.
This is a point in life when I could start something new.
Because you could do that any day.
That's my thing. But sometimes people like, I get it when you're like, okay, at 6 o'clock, I'll start studying. Even though you could start studying at 4:30.
Right.
But you've given yourself a start time to mentally prepare yourself for that start. I think that's why people do it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And
I usually don't set New Year's resolutions. I am, though, going to do a 30-day ab challenge for a video.
Nice.
Because people don't realize that abs is mostly about what you eat. It has a little to do with exercise. So I'm going to do a 30-day challenge. I downloaded an app that's like guaranteed results. And I'm gonna do it because I'm at a point where I could get abs if I tried. So I'm gonna try and see what happens. And I'm gonna document it.
Well, we all have abs.
I will post it either at the end of January or the beginning of February.
Nice.
Yes, we all have abs, but if you can see them or not.
I don't think you wanna see mine. So here we go.
Why would I not wanna see your abs?
Well, they're hard to see under everything.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone has abs. It's just like they're more well-defined and visible for other people.
You want another six-pack, huh? You've had them.
I've had six
packs.
You
probably still have it.
I'm able to get them. I have you a two pack at the moment. I have a little definition on my top two abs. I like stopped working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution.
No.
Eric asks, did Gwen give the chickens a Christmas gift? Did you?
Yes. Before you I did. Left, they got this little square thing you put in this little container that hangs, and it's got worms in it and grains in it, and they peck at it. So I knew that would last them a few days.
And who? Corey gave you a swing.
Gave me a chicken swing. And I am so excited to get this thing set up. Dad has to build something for you to set it in because my bushes aren't close enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got you galoshes to go out into
the
chicken pen.
Yes, they are absolutely adorbs.
I'm just bragging about what I got you.
And I kind of don't want to wear them out there because I don't want them to get poopy.
Mom, that's what they're for.
I know that.
I got you chicken galoshes.
I know. They're so cute.
They're
not.
They're on purpose. They're so ugly, so you don't feel bad about getting
them. I almost wore them down here.
Oh, my God. I love you so much.
As my regular shoes.
Well, I know where I got them on Amazon, so I'm able to buy them again if you ever ruin them fully and need a new pair.
Well, chicken poop washes off really easy.
Yeah, and they're like waterproof.
Yeah.
Okay. So get into the chickens with those galoshes on.
When I get back home.
Louisa asks, do you like wearing big coats?
If it's cold.
That's my thing, too. I hate being cold. I've recently discovered it. I'd rather be hot than cold. I used to think I'd rather be cold than hot.
I'm a cold, rather be cold than hot.
Because
you always warm up. It's harder to cool
off. I know. That's what I've always said. But, like... I think I've gotten so used to how hot it is in LA that when it drops below 70, I'm freezing. And then when it gets to like 40 or 30, which is actually cold.
Yeah.
Everyone from anywhere besides California, Arizona is like, I get that it gets cold in other places. My body is adapt to warmth.
You're a Californian.
Yes.
Born and raised.
But I do like big coats, though, because it keeps the cold away.
Yeah.
Keeps the cold away. I went to Disneyland and I brought beanies and gloves and extra socks and extra sweaters. And I was like, why are you bringing all this? I was like, because it's going to get cold.
It's going to get cold.
And I don't want to be cold. And guess who was the warmest?
You.
And the least uncomfortable?
You.
It was me. Gosh darn it. My best friend even stole a beanie from me because she was cold.
There you go.
I like being bundled. Anonymous Colleen asks, what's the most expensive thing you've ever bought?
Probably a car.
Mine's my house and then my truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours is probably a car.
Or my college education.
Actually, yes. You and Colleen's college education costs more than a car.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Thanks for that degree I'm not using.
You're welcome. No, you use it. Are you kidding me?
You do too. I use the college experience that I got.
You use some of that psychology you learned in dealing with
people. You
don't
know. I'm psychoanalyzing you.
yeah, I do.
Okay, so this is the last podcast of 2018. So I want to ask you guys a question. What do you want to see happen in the podcast or hear in the podcast in 2019? You can always tweet us at podcastATI. Give us ideas if there's like a game you want us to play or a new format or like I do want to have more guests. I will have more guests. I just didn't want to do it when we had sponsors. And all through November and December, we had sponsors. And because, it's a weird thing. You don't do brand deals with other people who aren't getting paid. It's a gray area.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try. Let's try and get Colleen on.
Yeah.
2019.
I tried to bring Flynn tonight, but that was a no-go.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so talkative, though. He would have been great.
He would have been fantastic.
Let's get all the family members.
Yeah.
And all the Siwas.
Yeah.
Let's get them all. That's the family. All right. But that's it for today. That's all I got. You got anything to add, Mom?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Be safe. Please be safe. Even if you are being safe, that doesn't mean the people around you are being safe. I am my mother.
Yep.
I trust you. I don't trust other people.
That's what I told you.
So be aware, not for your sake, but for other people's sake as well. We love you guys. Take us out, Mom.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica. The heresies of Radolf Burntwein have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.